Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to the CPAC, Conservative Political Action Conference, some more data in from it. They did an issue poll. Which issues matter the most to you? A lot of issues. 62% said election integrity. 32% said immigration. But 62% to say election integrity means that the Republican lie that it was an illegitimate election or that it was stolen has penetrated into his base big time. Bigly. It's penetrated bigly. Even though a little over almost half of them would vote for somebody else other than Trump, this is of his own blood base, in a primary in 2024, the news that he is dominating the party shows itself in the rest of the polls. 95% of those there said the party should continue Trump's policy. 95%. 7 out of 10 said that Trump should consider running again, but not all of them said they'd vote for him. 55% said they would vote for him. DeSantis at 21%. Scattered, Kristi Noem, Don Jr., and the others. They like what he did, which defies belief. What, they apparently like the fact that he betrayed us to Vladimir Putin, that he didn't trust our FBI and CIA, that he ginned up a mob on January 6th to go up and murder a police officer, brain damage two others, gouge the eye out of another, stab another out of the pole, and pull three fingers off the hand of another police officer and get a couple of insurrectionists killed, one shot, one trampled to death. They like that? They must like that. But the mind-blowing number was, even though they may not vote for him, on job approval, Trump's job approval as Senate, as president, 97%. You can't get 97% of people, they look out the window to agree whether it's raining or not. 97%. They don't all want him to run again. They want him to hang around like some kind of gray eminence just in the background. I do not think he is going to run again. He'll poll. He's not going to run and get humiliated in a primary. And if he does, he's not winning the general election because these are his hardcore nut base, and almost half of them would vote for someone else in the Republican primary. A couple of other things that Trump did, he can't escape his innate skunk-like characteristics. So here's some of the other things he did. Same stuff he did in Georgia, which lost them 2 Senate seats. If he'd handled that differently, they might have squeaked out those 2 seats. Moscow Mitch could be the majority leader. Thank God he's not, and thank God that Trump did what he did to torpedo it. But he did it again. Here's what he goes. This is a quote. The rhinos, a rhino is a Republican in name only. In other words, anybody he doesn't like is a rhino. The rhinos that we're surrounded with will destroy the Republican Party and the American worker and will destroy our country itself, end quote. And who are the rhinos? The rhinos are everybody in the House who are Republicans who voted to impeach him, the 10. And the rhinos are the 7 senators, Republican, who voted to convict him, plus Moscow Mitch. Moscow Mitch ended up as a rhino. Moscow Mitch has been in the Congress or Senate from Kentucky since the 1970s. He's an old snapping turtle, an old muskie at the bottom of the Chippewa floor, just sitting there covered in mud, never does anything, wiggles his whiskers. Suddenly he's a rhino. And this is Trump, who was a Democrat up till 2015. You know, these guys have a lot of chutzpah, okay? Anyway, he says that every congressional Republican who voted to impeach or convict him should be driven out of office in the primary. Everyone. And he listed them. Actually, they were a wall of honor. He called them a wall. He didn't say they were a wall of shame, but that's the way he dealt with them. Starts with Liz Cheney, and he called her a warmonger. A warmonger. She's a member of Congress from Wyoming. She has one vote in the House out of 435. She's never voted for a war resolution. He may have been thinking about her father, Vice President Cheney, under George W. Bush when they went into Iraq. But the fact of the matter is, and again, Saddam Hussein, but the fact of the matter is, the sins of the father are not visited on the child. We don't have guilt by association, bills of attainder, corruption of the blood. Those are terms of art. They're forbidden in our Constitution. They were common in the Middle Ages. Your father was a horse thief. You're a horse thief. And you're guilty of being a horse thief. We don't do that. But where does he get warmonger? That isn't what he means. He means war on him. She mongered some righteous war on him and voted to impeach him. Then next was Moscow Mitch. Now, Moscow Mitch voted to acquit him. But Moscow Mitch gave a speech. Some people said it was the most magnificent speech of his career. Maybe it was. He's also a crafty old muskie. The reason he's never been caught by a hook is he sits, lies there on the bottom, and never bites. He never bites. But this time, he thought he'd play it both ways. Acquit him. If he meant what he said in his speech, just before he gave the speech, he would have convicted him. And voting speaks louder than words. He didn't mean a damn word of it. But he gave a righteous speech. And he said, well, he's criminally and morally responsible. The prosecutors haven't been heard from yet. Essentially said he was a felon who should go to prison. I agreed with him. He was not sincere, but I agreed with him. Trump says, get rid of them all. And that line garnered the most applause of anything that he said. The analysts afterwards, and Trump himself said it, although he didn't say it in these words, was that really his policies are two things: restrict immigration and make geopolitical deals around the world. If he thinks it's in his interest, screw his NATO allies, appeal to Putin. He appeals to Putin because Putin is blackmailing him. Putin, he owes somebody $400 million. He won't say who it is. Now the DA in Manhattan has his tax returns. They're going to find out who it is. They will find out who it is. And I think it will have a Russian accent. And the pervert video that Steele, the British agent, put in his report of Trump engaging in coprophile conduct with prostitutes in a Moscow hotel room who were KGB agents posing as prostitutes. He is afraid of Putin. He is servile to Putin. He crawls on his belly in front of Putin. That's what he means by a geopolitical deal. And then in the Pacific, he alienated the Filipinos. He alienated everybody. He shook confidence in Japan and South Korea, saying that they should get their own nuclear weapons. He sucked up Kim Jong-un of North Korea after Kim Jong-un had tortured Otto Warmbier, the University of Virginia student, to death, and then shipped his body back to his parents. He sucked up to him. The good thing is that 32% of the people in the straw poll said Trump shouldn't run again, or were unsure, and many of them will not vote for him. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.